God, you are the gentle shepherd of our souls. Call to us, and we will know your voice. Speak to us, and we will answer. Go before us, and we will follow. You who give us life, we hunger for your grace. Shepherd us, O God of love. Amen. A reading from the Revelation to John. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Hear the word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's gospel. Jesus said, "Listen, I'm telling you. Someone who sneaks into a sheepfold, not through the gate, but some other way, is a thief and a bandit. One who comes in through the gate, that's the shepherd. The gatekeeper opens to the shepherd, and the sheep hear the shepherd's voice. The shepherd knows the sheep, calls them by name, and leads them out. And when they've all been brought out, the shepherd goes ahead of them, and they will follow because they know the shepherd's voice. They're not going to follow a stranger. They're going to run away because they don't recognize that voice. My sheep hear my voice. I love them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. They will not perish. No one can snatch them out of my hands. What God has given me is everything, greater than all else, and no one can snatch that out of God's hands. And God and I are one." The Gospel of the Beloved, Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus says that we hear his voice, but it's not that easy. It's not always so clear. It's not easy to tell when we're hearing the voice of God and when we're hearing all sorts of other stuff that are in our heads. Other voices of our fears and our desires and our feelings and all of our attachments and all of our opinions and what somebody else wants us to do for their sake. How do we sort out what is God saying to me in the midst of all that? How do I know that it's God, not somebody else? Our word for that in our spiritual tradition is discernment. How do we tell what God is saying? And clarify that from all the other voices. How do we discern the voice of the shepherd? I think about Alice, who has had this rocky relationship with her brother for decades, and she doesn't remember where that started, how that got going. But they've really gotten more and more distant and more in conflict over the years. And now it is really boiling over because their parents are getting really old Her mother is mostly bedridden, and Dad is really struggling with how to take care of her, and some tough decisions need to be made. And Alice and her brother Ron totally disagree about what needs to happen next. And Alice is trying to discern, okay, God, help me out here. Tell me what to do. So when we think about discernment, I want to talk about four sort of guidelines and then one hint for Alice. First guideline, rule number one, is this. When we're trying to discern the voice of the shepherd and we're asking, how do I know that I'm hearing God and not something else? The answer is, you don't. You will never hear all of the word of God, and of what you have heard, there's no guarantee that you've heard it faithfully. So even if you know you've heard the word of God, there's more. And it might change what you think. So keep listening. You're never done. You've never got it. It's a process. We keep discerning till the day we die. Keep listening. Second thing is, it's not about right answers. God is not going to give us instructions. Jesus doesn't say, the sheep hear my voice and I tell them what to do. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. It's not about right answers, it's about a right relationship. The voice of the shepherd is not going to tell us which horse to bet on in the Kentucky Derby. It's not going to tell us door number one or door number two. The voice of the shepherd is going to offer us a relationship no matter which door we pick. It's a relationship, not information, not strategic plans, not predicting the future. When we hear a voice that says, when you walk through the waters, I will be with you, and through the raging rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, because I love you and I will be with you. That's the voice of God. When you hear a voice that says, come to me, you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am humble and gentle in spirit. And my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the voice of the Good Shepherd. It calls us into a relationship, but doesn't necessarily give us instructions. It doesn't happen very often. Here's a third thing. If we really want to be sure that we're hearing the voice of Jesus, then we need to be able to recognize the voice of Jesus when we hear it. And the only way to do that is to read those stories about Jesus. Read the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Throw in Thomas. That's good. Read them over and over. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Thomas. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Thomas. Just read them every day till you die. Because it's only when we're really accustomed to hearing Jesus talk and seeing him work and getting a sense for what he's about that we can recognize him in our own lives. So we have to keep exposing ourselves to that voice in Scripture. And here's a fourth thing. Jesus seldom shouts. Every once in a while, when Saul is walking along to Damascus, Jesus just sneaks up behind him, whaps him upside the head, knocks him down and says, hey, Saul, listen to me. There's only about five stories like that in the whole Bible. The rest of the time, Jesus just murmurs. Jesus whispers. You have to be still and listen. Jesus, you're not going to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd if you're busy talking. You're not going to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd if you're busy, period. We have to be still and listen. We have to be still enough that we can get past all of our opinions, all of our feelings, all the stuff that we're already sure about, and listen for what God is saying to us right now, in this moment. So, for instance, when we read Scripture, say we're reading the 23rd Psalm that the choir just sang beautifully for us. Alice reads the 23rd Psalm all the time. She's discerning God's guidance, God's word in this terrible situation that she's in. And so she reads the 23rd Psalm and she reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And it occurs to her that God is with her, comforting her. And it's a word of peace. And she likes that. The next day, she reads that same psalm and she's listening for the voice of God. And this time she hears something different. She notices that God says, "I will lead you in paths of righteousness." And it occurs to her that a path isn't the same thing as sitting in one place. That God wants her to go to a place where she isn't right now. And that's a little challenging. It's not the same thing that she heard yesterday. And when she gets convinced that God is really asking her to do something challenging, the next day she reads the 23rd Psalm, thinking, "I don't think I can do this." And she hears again those words, "I shall not want." And it occurs to her that whatever she needs to do this difficult thing, God is providing. And maybe the next day she reads the 23rd Psalm and she gets another word. She hears something else in that voice. Because she's listening not just for something that she already knows. She's listening for what she doesn't yet hear, even though there's a lot she already knows. So Alice trusts this, knows these guidelines of discernment. So she keeps listening. She keeps reading Scripture. She keeps listening for that relationship. She practices being still. And she's still wondering, "So, yeah, but what do I do? How do I choose the way forward?" Here's a little hint for Alice. The voice of the Good Shepherd is always the voice of love. If you hear a voice, if you get a message, if you have a feeling that leads you toward dislike, hatred, resentment, bitterness, that's probably not the voice of God. That's your own hang-ups talking. If you hear a voice that leads you toward love and forgiveness and gentleness and understanding, that's probably the voice of the Good Shepherd. If you hear a voice that leads you to arrogance or blame, voice that leads you to be pretty sure that I'm right and the other person is wrong, that's probably not Jesus. A voice that leads you to be more open, more humble, more forgiving, more willing to listen, that's probably the voice of Jesus. Now, you still won't necessarily know which door to choose, which thing to do. Jesus is probably never going to tell Alice what facility to call or what argument to make to Ron or what legal maneuver to take. That's probably not what she's going to hear. But what she will hear is the voice of a presence who will walk with her through whatever it is that's in front of her. And when she hears the voice that feels like she needs to follow, that will lead her toward love, that's probably the right voice. It's Mother's Day. So Alice goes to visit her mom, visit her parents. And as is often the case on this day, her mom is in bed, very weak. And she sits at her mom's bed and she visits with her, which mostly means talking because her mom doesn't say a lot. But her mother looks at her. And in her eyes, Alice can see this love that has been there for this woman's daughter since the moment she was born. And Alice sees that love and hears the echoes of Jesus saying, "No one can snatch them out of my hands." And she doesn't necessarily know how she's going to deal with her brother, what she needs to do with her parents. But she knows that love is there. She knows how she needs to move forward. And she's not afraid. Will you pray with me? God, it is so hard to discern your word, to hear your voice, to know your will. And yet you are present for us. And you speak your love. Help us to hear and to follow. God, we thank you. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.